Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to It's in the Stars, Christina Malone, a weekly radio show that talks about God's time, planets, stars, and the wonderful art and science of astrology. I'm your host, Christina Malone. We'll be listening to some music for a little bit. Talk about stars. You're listening to It's in the Stars with Christina Malone. Apparently she has had a dropout here and cannot get on the air. Hey, Susie, there I'm sorry about
is.
That.
Okay.
I was talking and I had myself on mute. Hello. That's a perfect example of Mercury retrograde. What I was saying is about the song Traveling Light, I wanted to play a little more of it because it expresses the fact that light is so powerful and connected to the stars and the planets, and that astrology is God's way of helping us see what's going on in the world. And I say in the song Traveling Light that I'm not caught up in the pain or the fright, and there's a lot of frightening things happening right now in the world, and it seems like there's just no order to it. It seems very chaotic. But when you study astrology, it just really gives you another level of understanding of why things are happening the way they are. So the first thing I want to talk about, of course, I want to mention that last week in my show on the new moon in Aries, Susie and I were singing the song, Something's Coming. We were sort of saying the words, who knows, could be, don't know where, don't know when, you know, something's coming, something good, we don't know. But I didn't know what musical it was from, a typical Mercury retrograde brain fart that I had. And, of course, it's from West Side Story. And I just went to post that on my Facebook. So if you have it, access to my Facebook page through the Blog Talk Radio or through my website, ChristinaMalone.com, I really recommend listening to that song, Something's Coming, because it's really a statement of what's going on right now. There's so many planets in Aries right now, and there's so much energy in the sky that something new and something wonderful is coming. The other thing I mentioned last week was how important it is, I practically say this every week, how important it is to turn within. Because when you have planets that are going backwards from our perspective, such as Mercury is retrograde right now in Aries, Pluto just went retrograde yesterday for 5 months. It will be retrograde for 5 months in Capricorn. And then Saturn has been retrograded Libra, and it'll be retrograde until June. So when planets are going backwards, it's a really good time to turn within. And it actually helps you with your meditation, because meditation is the process of turning the mind within. And I've mentioned this book on meditation by a woman named Sally Kempton that I really admire as a meditation teacher. And I said her book was called Falling in Love with Meditation, but it's actually called Meditation for the Love of It. So I apologize, Sally. I really recommend people getting that book, Meditation for the Love of It, because it is such a good tool on how to learn how to meditate. And I think this is a really important time to meditate. So what happened this week? I'm going to talk briefly about, you all probably are aware that we almost had a very near government shutdown. But if you're looking at astrology and understand the principles behind astrology, governments are ruled by Capricorn. And Pluto has been in the sign of Capricorn since 2008. And there's been a lot of shaking up and friction in the government. But what aggravated it particularly this week was all those planets in Aries, which were square to Pluto in Capricorn. And not only that, but Saturn is also a cardinal sign in Libra. So it's opposite of Saturn, and Saturn is the authority figure, the one who's trying to impose his will and trying to get people to make a decision, you know, and commit to something. And this is what all happens in this contentious debate that we had in the last week about the budget. The United States budget is on the line, right? And it's so funny that it was an 11th-hour decision to keep the government from shutting down. It happened on Friday night, literally at 11 o'clock at night. And the two parties came together, which is kind of unusual, to come up with a solution that would keep the government from shutting down. Now, that was happening on Friday night. Now, today, of course, Pluto went retrograde backwards on Saturday, and today the moon is in Cancer. So we have a very emotional moon going on today and Sunday. And tomorrow, Mars is going to be an exact square to Pluto in Capricorn. Mars is the planet of ego and self-assertion and aggression. And in the ancient times, Mars was called the god of war. So it's very interesting that some of the issues that came up during this debate of the budget was whether if the government shuts down, that means the military, the people who work and are fighting in these wars we have right now in Afghanistan and Iraq would not get paid. They would not get their paychecks. Can you imagine? I mean, so I started having these visions again of this movie that's, you know, this is a good time to review old movies, and you'll see that a lot of old themes keep coming out in the movies right now. And we talked about Neptune going into Pisces, which rules movies and film and illusion, and Venus being in Pisces. So there's a lot of Pisces energy. So what I do is I love to watch old movies, and I like to watch movies that I've that have been around before, but they're kind of getting a new birth. So I'm going to talk about some of the movies. There's a movie called 7 Days in May, which is about the military taking over the government. And it's a very scary movie. If you don't want to see that kind of thing, don't watch it. But it's definitely, the idea is potentially there right now, because there's all this friction right now between Mars, the god of war, in Aries, and Pluto, who's the government in Capricorn. So that's number one. The other movie that just came out recently is a remake of an old movie or an old story. It's been remade many times, called Jane Eyre. And we talked about Pisces being about illusion and deception, and the story of Jane Eyre is basically a love story, but it has a lot of lies and deception and secrets in the attic kind of thing. So it's one of those perfect expressions of the Pisces energy, Venus and Pisces right now. The other thing that Pisces rules is dreams. And I'm a real geek. I love to listen to science shows. So there's a wonderful show on NPR on Fridays called Science Friday. And they had an interview with Werner Herzog, who's a film director, and he was talking about the connection between art and science. He's got a new movie coming out called The Cave of the Forgotten Dreams, and it's all about the cave drawings that are 10,000 years old, and how, you know, modern man thinks we're so sophisticated and we're the only ones who have any kind of intelligence, and then there were these people 10,000 years ago who did these cave drawings that are very elegant and beautiful, and so The Cave of Forgotten Dreams also relates to the Pisces energy, all this dreamy kind of energy. There's also been a remake or kind of a sequel to the movie Tron, which came out a few years ago, and now there's a Tron Legacy, and so that's kind of a cool thing. There's also a movie coming out very soon called Anonymous, which is all about the conspiracy theory that Shakespeare is not the real writer of his plays and sonnets and poems, that it was actually one of the courtiers, I forgot his name, Sir Edward Bandivere, I think it is, who was put in jail, and he was the original writer of Shakespeare. So it's all interesting, all these conspiracy type things that come out with Mercury retrograde. It's fun to watch what movies are coming out right now. I also wanted to talk about Mercury has a short attention span. You know, it's like it rules the mind, and it rules the eyes and the ears and how we perceive things and how we communicate with each other. So there's a lot of miscommunication going on, and you got to be careful what you read. And there's also this coming week, of course, is April 15th, and everybody knows that's tax day. So I want to just point out that the last time Pluto was in Capricorn was in the 1700s. And the biggest reason that the United States was formed while Pluto was in Capricorn the last time was because people were rebelling against the status quo. They were rebelling against the royalty in charge. They were rebelling against the kings, mostly because of unpopular taxes. And that's how the Tea Party got started back then. I mean, the original Tea Party was when they were trying to fight against the taxation of tea. And so now this new Tea Party seems to be a new force to be reckoned with. It's called the Tea Party, but it's still like the same force that was happening in the 1700s, fighting against the government, fighting against overspending, fighting against misuse of appropriation of funds. And because this is the week that most Americans pay their taxes, April 15th, I'm just going to say that I think that some people are going to rebel. You know, we've seen revolt and rebellion happening in the Middle East in a very violent way, and I'm hoping it won't get violent in the United States because we've already had our revolution in the 1700s, but I still believe that where we are is in a very precarious place with all this this fighting going on over the budget, and it's going to continue because, you know, Mars is going into a very tight square with Pluto tomorrow. That's going to be Monday, and that's when they're supposed to be, this week they're supposed to be voting on this new budget. And it's very interesting, you know, Mars and all these planets and Aries I've been talking about are all about I am consciousness, and it's basically the philosophy of what I want, what's good for me, what's good for the individual versus what the government wants. So that's what the fight is right now, and it's showing up in the stars. And debt, believe it or not, is ruled by Saturn. And the country is in enormous debt. Right now, Saturn is retrograde or backwards in Libra, and it's going to be opposing Jupiter, which wants freedom, and Uranus, which wants freedom. So they're both in Aries right now. So get ready for a lot of fighting, I guess. I don't like to predict any negative stuff. I really want to stay positive all the time in my life, but I want people to understand that astrology reveals what I think is God's will, and what's going on is a human evolution, a leap in human evolution. And in order to go through a leap in human evolution, we have to have some painful experiences. And these are some of the painful experiences we're going through. You know, I talked about how all these planets retrograde. Whenever you have retrograde, the letters RE, which is a prefix, relates to remaking things, like remaking the films, or reinventing things or reprogramming things. So it's a time for you to reinvent yourself. This is a good time for reinventing new things and reinventing who you are. And it's also a time, I didn't mention this before, but it's a time of relapse. And I work in an alcohol and drug treatment center, and I see a lot of relapse these days. So it's a time when people sort of lose their way and fall short of what their ideal is. One of the things I want to say, because Mercury has a short attention span, and I'm paying attention to my words as best I can with Mercury retrograde, it's a good time to read good books. And I mentioned the book by Sally Kempton, Meditation for the Love of It. But two other books that I want to just plug, because I've read them in the last couple of weeks, they're very short and very small books. One is called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. And then the other one is called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Now, both of these books have been out for almost 10 years each. They're both very powerful books, but they're so short and easy to read, and they really speak to all the things that are going on right now and how we can overcome that tendency to look outside and be upset with what's happening outside. It's an inside job, people. Everything is inside. Everything is reflected inside. So if we're doing our work on ourselves, working on our spiritual character defects and doing the meditation work, and then the outside world doesn't have to pull you out. It doesn't have to pull you here and there and freak you out. So I recommend those books really strongly, because especially with the Four Agreements, he talks about how we're so conditioned and programmed by our society and by our government and by our churches and by our families and by our education, and it's called the domestication of the human spirit. You think about the human spirit as being wild and free when you're born, and then slowly, slowly, just like we domesticate our animals, we domesticate the human spirit, and that's an interesting perspective. So, you know, I recommend those books really highly. Now I'm going to talk about some good stuff, and then we'll probably, if I can get some phone calls, maybe I'll take some phone calls towards the end if I can get on there. The good news I want to share is that I really love listening to NPR Science Friday, and I really hope NPR doesn't go away because of these government budget cuts. But one of the things that has come up in the last couple of weeks, which I want to mention, because I told you when Uranus went into Aries, we're going to see a lot of new inventions. And we're going to see things and hear things that have never even been discovered before. So this week, on the Science Friday, I heard about photosynthesis, that they can now synthetically create photosynthesis, which means they can convert water into oxygen and hydrogen. That's an amazing, amazing thing. That means that the whole structure of our energy, where we get our energy from, can be totally shifted. They're talking about how they can take these synthetic cells and maybe, you know, use it to energize our homes, you know. It completely changed the face of electricity. So that's interesting, that they're going to come up with new ways of creating new energy, which we certainly need, because a lot of the battles in this world are over oil and about energy consumption. And if we can come up with a new way to create energy through photosynthesis, kind of a synthetic photosynthesis, that would be really cool. The other thing that they discovered this week, they're talking about a new particle has been discovered, which is always a fascinating thing. You know, they have this large Hadron Collider that they can send particles at each other at the speed of light. And when they do, sometimes they break off into atoms and subatomic particles, and they create new substances. Well, this week they were talking about how the new substance that they believe that they may have discovered will totally turn all of science, all of math, all of physics on its head. And Aries rules the head. So I said, Uranus and Aries, and all these planets in Aries. We're going to hear more about things getting turned on their head, or government face-off, you know, get the word face, you know, that relates to Aries. But isn't that fascinating that we may have a new particle that completely changes the laws of physics? That's just unbelievable. But that's part of what happens with Uranus and Aries. So I'm excited about that. You know, I think that if we can just pay attention when you're listening to the news, listen to things that when you hear about resending or refeeling or revisiting. I like to go to the library and rent old movies. Like I said, reprogramming. We talked about reinventing. Something else I want to talk about is something that comes up a lot with Aries. Aries is a sign that has to do with our intense emotional energy, and sometimes can be very angry. So you see people expressing their anger very freely. And we talk about this in recovery, that resentments are resendments. When you resend thoughts, when you resend your feelings, and you rehash and you regurgitate, and you keep chewing on the same old stuff all the time. And it's really good to try and heal that stuff, because if you don't get it out of you by doing some writing and burning the paper afterwards and getting rid of those resentments, then you're just going to stay in a storm inside yourself. So that's why I want to talk about that too during this Mercury retrograde, that resentment comes from the word ressentir from French, which means to refeel or rethink things from the past. You know, so this is a time for healing that, and that's the part where I say it's an inside job, and we need to heal that stuff through our own work, through our own meditation, through our own recovery. And the last thing I'm going to share is I'm going to read you the Daily Planetary Guide, as I always do, which is a wonderful journal that you can buy from Amazon.com. And the link is on my blog at www.christinamalone.com. So this beautiful, wonderful book is gives you a weekly synopsis of what's going on in the stars. And I forgot to give credit to the wonderful astrologer who writes this weekly synopsis. Her name is Pam Ciampi, and she's in the Daily Planetary Guide. So this week, April 11th through April 17th, the celestial stage is set for power struggles that could go viral this week, so be on your guard. This alert is due to a tense battle between Mars and Pluto over who's the leader. That means the individual soul, the individual person, the I am consciousness, that's Mars, and I am in Aries, versus Pluto, Pluto in Capricorn. Okay, whether personally or globally, Mars versus Pluto represents an intense and dangerous battle of forces. That's why I said watch the movie 7 Days in May. You'll see how the government versus the military. With Mars in its strongest position in Aries, tempers could flare up at a moment's notice. When Mars clashes with Pluto in the authority-minded sign of Capricorn, there is a compulsion to secure the perimeter and take no prisoners. So if we see anything around prisons this week or around boundaries or around borders, that's all related to Pluto in Capricorn and Mars in Aries. When these two planets lock horns, no one is willing to give an inch without a fight. There is a small hope for a peaceful resolution of some sort on Sunday when the Libra full moon sheds the light of reason on this potentially destructive situation. So next Sunday we'll have the full moon in Libra, which will be opposite all these planets in Aries. The Libra full moon highlights diplomacy in relationships and brings light to any issues that might be standing in the way of a fair and equal partnership. Because Libra is a sign that values communication, this is one of the best full moons of the year to use your diplomatic skills to talk things out and reach a compromise. So I'm seeing some people on the line, and I'm going to start calling on people. So let's see if we can get some people to discuss some of the things I've talked about or whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to call on 610 first. So let me say hi to 610. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Mel from Philly. How are you?
Hi. What'd you say, Mel? M-E-L?
Yes, that's right, from Philly.
All right, and what's your date of birth, Mel?
Oh, it's 9/10/61.
So you're a Virgo. That means you're very affected by the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, I know, yeah, because I know Mercury controls Virgo. Yep, that's right. So I'm just taking it easy.
good.
I'm just relaxing.
Good, relaxing. See, anything with the letters re in it. And you know what's funny is Mercury retrogrades are not all bad. My friend Susie, who's on the chat room right now, is going on a trip to Vegas tomorrow. Good luck, Susie. But the main thing about traveling during Mercury retrograde is just to be sure that you get to the airport early, be sure that you check your flight plans. Just always, it's always like repeating. I find myself, I'll be going to my car, and then I have to go back to my house and get something because I'm repeating. I'm always redoing things.
That's right.
That's the frustrating thing about Mercury retrograde. Yes, double tracking.
It's the same principle.
So
what I noticed...
Do you have any questions or anything?
Oh, yeah. My question is, I know, you know, with the stellium, I study astrology also, with the stellium and Aries, as you mentioned, you know, throughout the month, it's up to 5 to 6 planets. And it looks like at least after April 30th, there should be, you know, some of those plants will go into Taurus. So I'm thinking it may not be as intense as it is now.
Right.
As you mentioned, you know, with
Yeah.
So I'm just relaxing and staying cool, staying low until, you know, after the first of this month.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. That's
key. I mean, I try to tell people the whole purpose of my show is to give people a chance to see how they can work with the stars and not fight with the stars, you know. And when we see that this is all created by God anyway, people say that astrology is not related to God, but it is, you know.
Yes, it is.
And if you follow the stars and sort of pay attention to them, then Mercury retrogrades don't have to be all the bad things that we say they are. So
that's right.
Great, Mel. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I really appreciate
Thanks.
It. I want to take some other calls, and I hope you call back. That would be great.
I will, and I'll continue to listen. Put me on mute. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay.
You're
Let me take 207. Let's see who's 207. 207. Let's see. Well, I guess they dropped off. And let's see. I'm going to get to 203. 203, I think, is a – is that 203?
Yes, I'm 203. Hello. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
What's your name?
My name is Anne. My name is Anne. A-N-N-E.
Anne? A-N-N-E. And what's your date of birth, Anne?
2752, 8:58 p.m., New York, New York. Libra, set 2 degrees, right.
I love it when people know their charts. That's really cool. And you're an Aquarius, so if you have Aquarius with Libra rising, that means you're kind of in sync with your own, you know, your inner nature and your outer nature are kind of in sync because they're both air signs. That's a good thing.
I'm a real airhead. I have found through this particular Mercury retrograde, I have a Jupiter return too and a Saturn return, that I'm finding things. And if I lose something, I find it. I don't know whether maybe that's because I'm focusing more. In fact, I'm trying to find or reconnect with an old boyfriend. So I'm thinking that could happen around this time, too, but we shall see, you know. I'm just going to say that
in the ancient times, Saturn was the ruler of Aquarius. So Saturn, your ruling planet, is retrograde right now in Libra, which is relationships. And it could bring somebody back into your life. You know, when you said an old boyfriend, that's possible. And when Mars is right now at 6 degrees of Aries. So Mars is like male energy, and it's also sexual energy. So Mars is going to come up to hit Saturn pretty soon, probably in the next couple of weeks. So you're absolutely right. You know, it's going to be opposing Saturn. And I think something's going to shift. And plus, Mars in Aries is a nice sextile to you. It's fire in your air. And then Libra's in air. So it's kind of like, maybe that's going to bring some nice energy to you. But right now, until Saturn goes direct, Saturn is retrograde, which means, again, things are backwards. So it's time for everybody can look at retrograde planets as a time for review, reflection, recharging your batteries, like Mel said, you know, just chilling out. And it doesn't mean you can't do things, but it just means you got to probably do things twice, unfortunately. That's usually the nature of a Mercury retrograde. So what I was going to say is Saturn will be going direct in June, and so that might be even better for you.
Okay.
Things start picking up. Yeah. So.
Direct in June.
Well, I guess we're getting close to the end here.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Anne, and thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
I don't see anybody else on the call, but is Susie, are you still able to talk? If you want to talk in or chime in, I guess I got to click on the I'm still learning how to use my switchboard here.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Let me click. Is Susie there? Oh, I guess not. Oh, there she is. Hold on. Okay. All right, I'm back. Susie, I guess you're not on the line. You're just in the chat room. So, well, I just wanted to sum up by saying that, like I said, she has to go to her show. I'm going to say that Susie has her show on at 5:30. That's why she had to jump off the phone. So if anybody wants to go to Susie's show in the next few minutes, Susie Kerr Wright, Celestial Readings with Susie. She has a wonderful astrology and psychic stuff. So anyway, just letting you know all about that. And basically what the callers have said today is really true, that if you can relax and review and reflect and recharge your batteries during this time, that's really the best, which also means taking enough rest and taking time for yourself. And the planets in Aries is basically saying, you know, I need to think about me, and self-care is really, really important. And we have about 90 seconds left, so I'm just going to go ahead and start playing the music, and let's see what we got here. So if I can get there. Well, my music just disappeared, too. This is what happens during Mercury retrograde. So, there it is. Okay. So this is the song Spinning Through the Universe. God bless, and I'll see you next week. Thanks. Take care. Cycle, why?
Silence.